Well, there's lots of things that went on that the Germans didn't know about. I mean, there were 39 people made successful escapes from 8B or 344.
How did they do that?
Basically, because they were all people who came into the camp. They were all either highly qualified, like technical folks at the Royal Engineers, or RAF crew, because it was an RAF compound, now RAF crew. They had to be able to speak German. That was an essential. And they had to be a technical bloke. And if he was a technical bloke and could speak German, he could go out at 3:44 at 12 o'clock in civilian clothes with an identity card and a railway ticket and go down to Eisenach station and catch the 1 o'clock train to Stettin. And from Stettin you go across to Sweden, from Sweden you go home. And everything was laid on for Stettin.
Really? So you had to be able to speak German?
You had to be able to speak German, and you had to be a technical bog. I mean, an ordinary round-the-mill swatty wouldn't stand a chance.
Oh, so it was almost like you had to apply for the...
You had to apply to the escape committee. But basically, the idea was that there was a tunnel out which was kept open for the office. And what happened is you went out of the tunnel at 12 o'clock midday, and you came up in the woods outside the wire. That night you were covered at roll call. In the German system, they only came in fives. They lined you up in fives, and all the places you died came up again. So you're covered that night at roll call. During the night, another part of the escaping committee was to go out with wire cutters and cut a hole big enough to drive the Queen Mary through in the wire.
To make it look like it
might have really gone out that night. Right. But when the Germans discovered it in daylight the following morning, the boats had been gone for 18 hours by train. Well, the other thing which they used to do was to, when at 12 o'clock, whilst this boat was going out through the tunnel, they used to put a diversion on underneath the nearest sentry box. You know, a sort of an all-in wrestling or a boxing or something or other, or even a punch up, but all the blokes all gather around and cheering and whatever, no guard leaning there watching them all. And this South African went out in civilian clothes, but instead of going straight on down through the woods towards Eisenach, which was only sort of a couple of miles away down the road, he came back to the wire, walked up the inside of the wire, chatted to the guard and said, "Well, these British are all mad," and then turn around and walk away.
You didn't know any of the people who escaped?
Not really, I didn't know, but no, I didn't really, I only knew about it because after the war, there was a chap, the key bloke in the escape thing was a Corporal Jones. But actually, he, previous to being in the army, apparently he was on something to the Scotland Yard, but, you know, I don't know what they call it, not MI5 or something like that. But he was in the army as a corporal. But his job was to organise these escapes.
So who took the tunnel?
Well, it was all done on a peculiar sort of situation. There were people whose job it was, engineers whose job it would be to do the tunnel. Your job to give up 25% of your bed boards and spread the rest, so they use those for.
Yeah.
And these blokes, and then there were some people whose job it was to try and use our Red Cross parcel boxes to carry our stuff around in, you know. and but they would be carrying around boxes of soil in the tunnel, which they had to dump somewhere, which wasn't too apparent. They didn't know anything else about arrest. They just, yeah, you know, that was their job. But I got involved in it because at the hospital, there in the lab there, they were making up stuff which I think technically is called hypo or something. But does that mean photographs? Yeah. Is it hypo?
Yeah, it's a
picture. And once a week, I used to have to take a parcel of medical stuff from the hospital up to the main camp to what they call the Revere. It was a sort of a place where people in the camp reported sick, and there were a number of beds there, but it was only if you were sort of short duration. It wasn't worthwhile sending you over to the main hospital because you weren't going to be in there long enough.
Yeah.
And so I used to take this thing up, but between going through the gate and taking it into the place, there was always a bottle which I had to be taken, which was just called the mixture to be taken as directed on the label, which had to go into my pocket, and then I had to deliver it to a bloke up in the camp.
Well, that was useful.
That was all I knew. And every time I delivered it, he gave me a tin of meatloaf. And there were all sorts of people doing.
You're saying that was all you knew, or that was all you were told?
And that's what I was told. And I didn't find out really what it was all about until after this Corporal Jones came and visited me. And told me what the setup was and how successful it had been. 39 days got on.
Over what sort of period of time?
Well, it was over a couple of years period, really.
And they never found the tunnel?
Yeah. And false tunnels.
So they dig sort of.
They would dig wild ones and just start them. Because occasionally someone would spot some fresh soil being dipped out or something, then there'd be a big purge on it. Normally the ones which they found started under a night lavatory bucket somewhere or something like that.